comes loose to Curry. Curry gets it ahead to Gretzky. Gretzky going in. Suter trying to get back. Gretzky with a shot. He scores!
They're going to try here. Rushing to center and down the wing. It is Marshall! Scores! Marshall! Scores!
Moving on. Rendemore at the far side. That's broken. Here's a break. It is Pisani. Scores! A shorthanded goal for Pisani.
Here comes Connor McDavid, shifting right by Riley, right in. What a goal! My goodness, what a goal by Connor McDavid!
Hey, welcome to the Thursday edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Hernan the Man Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. Lots to get to on today's podcast, as I'll be joined by Tyler Yaremchuk from the Lowdown Show on TSN 1260. Of course, he also covers the Sherwood Park Crusaders, so we'll talk about Carter Savoy. We'll get a better beat from on this player. We'll also talk some Jesse Puljujarvi and maybe some free agents. And I'll also be joined by Callum Ng, the voice of the Oshawa Generals. Of course, the Oilers took Tyler Tulio with the 126th pick. It was their third pick of the draft in the fifth round. He's an interesting player. So we'll get a good breakdown from Callum on Tyler Tulio. That's all coming up on today's podcast. Should be a fun one. To guess what is going on. Big time. I remember you can connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers, and also give us a follow at Locked On Pods. And remember to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. And while you're there, please leave us a great review. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Like I mentioned, the Oilers closed out the draft with five picks. It took Carter Savoy at number 100, 126 Tyler Tulio, 136 Maxime Bereskin, 169 Philip Ingaras, at the pick number 200 Jeremias Lindwall. I'll be honest, these last three players, you had to really dig to find stuff on these guys. Carter Savoy, of course, an interesting one. Sherwood Park Crusader, local guy. I'm Tyler Tulio, like I mentioned, we'll head out to Oshawa and find out what this player is all about. Of course, the news yesterday, Andres Athanasio, Matt Benning, we're not giving qualifying offers. Listen, I know it's a terrible look for Ken Holland, especially with the Athanasio, but let's wait and see what he does with that money. Let's see, you never know, they might come back at a lower price and all that, but a lot of interesting names hit the free agent market that's set for tomorrow. Rumors keep swirling around Markstrom and Tyson Barrett of the Edmonton Oilers, and I just keep saying, how? I mean, you're going to have to move out some contracts. I mean, does that mean Larson? I mean, Chris Russell, he's going to be a little bit tougher to move. And I just don't see anyone else with hit. I mean, Cassian, you're probably regretting that deal right now if you're the Edmonton Oilers. Just a little bit because... and now, I'll say this. When it comes to Athanasio and the Cassian contract, no one knew this pandemic was going to hit and that the cap was going to remain flat. So you have to give him a tiny little break there to Ken Holland because, no one saw this coming. And that's just the reality of the situation. I don't think Cassian gets that deal if we were already post-pandemic, I guess, right? I don't think the Oilers make that move for Athanasio, obviously. That Koskinen deal hurts. That wasn't on Ken Holland, but at 4.5 for a guy that is your 1B going forward, he is. And I don't care what anyone says. Throw all the numbers you want at me, you're not going to win with Mikko Koskinen between the pipes. Not even close. So, is it going to be quiet? Is it going to be crazy wild on Friday? We'll see what the Edmonton Oilers can do. Again, they have to move out some money if these names that are being rumored about with the Edmonton Oilers, because Markstrom's going to be a hefty price. Tyson Barry, can you sway him on a one-year deal and kind of show me? And then, he's going to get to play on the best power play. He's going to get a lot of minutes here, especially if Klefbom's out. And say they move out Larson, Benning looks like he's not coming back. You're going to have some young guys, so they're going to rely heavily on a guy like Barry if they do bring him in. So free agency kicks off tomorrow. One of the best days of the year. Usually it's in July, but hey, we'll take it. The weather's still nice here in Edmonton, and let me know who you thought had the best draft. Let me know what you thought of the Edmonton Oilers draft. Did you like their picks? We broke down Dylan Holloway yesterday with Ton Maleski from the Wisconsin State Journal. Check that episode out if you want to get a good read on Dylan Holloway. He had a great breakdown of the Oilers' first rounder, who went 14th overall. And guess who's back? Back again. Jesse Puljujarvi is back with the Edmonton Oilers on a two-year deal worth $1.175. I was caught off guard a little by the two-year deal, but that shows the commitment that they're offering this player. They're showing him that they are going to give him the opportunity. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be slotted into McDavid's wing the first day of training camp. I'm just saying that I think most of us thought it was going to be a one-year deal. Kind of show me what you got. If not, we're moving on. But a two-year deal shows that they want to give this guy an opportunity. They want him to work out. You have to give credit to Ken Holland. He didn't trade him away for nothing. He let him go to Finland, play a year. And now you see a Jesse Puljujärvi is going to come back healthier. He's more mature. He's raring to go. The Oilers are in need of skilled wingers. Man, if this guy can get 15 goals, I think he'd take it. So, tad little bit surprised about the two-year deal, but I like it because it shows the commitment, and I love the price point. I mean, there's not a lot there. It's a good cap hit. Remember, he is still very young. There's guys his age on this team that haven't even been given a sniff yet by the big club. So, keep that in mind when we're judging just Puljujärvi. I mean, he was rushed. Listen, a lot of blame goes on the organization, and a lot of blame goes on the player. Yes, 100%, but it's a new beginning. So excited to see Jesse Puljujärvi back in Oiler colors. I think most fans were happy. I know my buddy Dusty was extremely happy. So Jesse Puljujärvi back in the fold for the Edmonton Oilers. Then yeah, let me know also on Twitter your thoughts. I don't think anyone can be too upset about the contract. I mean, it's it's a very, very reasonable contract. All right, but it's a busy pod, so let's get to it, as I'll be joined by Tyler Yaremchuk. That's coming up next, of course, from the Lowdown Show on TSN 1216. And he also covers and writes for the Sherwood Park Crusaders. And I'll be joined by Callum Ng from the Oshawa Generals, the radio play-by-play voice, as we'll get a better understanding of the Oilers' third pick in this year's draft, Ty Tulio. That's all coming up next here on the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo, or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work, or sorry honey, I'm just not feeling it. With Roman, it is easy to talk about with a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/LockedOnNHL today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOnNHL. Between never-ending laundry cycles and incoming emails, you've got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal. DoorDash is the app that brings you food you're craving right now, right to your door. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code LOCKEDONNHL. So now welcome into the Locked On Oilers podcast, my good buddy Tyler Yaremchuk from the Lowdown Show on TSN 1260. And of course, he covers the Sherwood Park Crusaders, and that's where we're going to hit. Tyler, it's kind of funny. I was thinking about you prepping for this show. and I was like, Tyler pretty much covers every team in this city. Like, you work the Old King Games, you do U of A Golden Bears, the Oilers, and the Sherwood Park Crusaders. Man, you are busy.
Yeah, I'm all over the place, but it's good because when the draft rolls around here, I'm usually covered in terms of the local kids. You had Jake Neighbors going to St. Louis. Benning from the Crusaders went to Florida early in the fourth round, and then right after him, the Oilers jumped on Carter Savoy. And it's funny, I was sitting there yesterday on my way out. I was actually going to shoot around to golf, and I was refreshing my phone, looking. When the Oilers were coming up at 76, I was like, you know what? This is a really good spot to take Carter Savoy. It's a little bit later at that point even than where I thought he would go. I was expecting him to kind of go earlier in the third round. I thought maybe even the team would take a flyer on him late in the second, if I'm being honest. Central Scouting had him as the 50th ranked North American skater. So I was refreshing, saw the Oilers trade down, and was feeling like, I would have liked to see them take Savoy. It's too bad they traded down. And then during my round of golf, I just kept kind of looking back, and I got to pick 90, and he wasn't gone yet. And I got to pick 95, and I was like, whoa, okay, they might actually have a chance to snag him here, and they did. I think they got an absolute steal.
Let's talk about him. I mean, in 54 games this year, 53 goals, 99 points. I mean, it's obvious this guy's skill level is elite here. But what can you tell Oiler fans that don't know much about Carter Savoy?
If you're looking to picture an NHLer that he kind of plays like, at least when he was with the Sherwood Park Crusaders, I asked him that question earlier this week on my Crusaders podcast. And both he and Michael Benning actually said that Carter plays a lot like TJ Oshie, a guy who isn't afraid to mix it up physically. You know, he's not the tallest guy on the ice, but he's got it. He's strong, right? And he knows how to play with his size a little bit. He's not afraid to go to the dirty areas. And he knows how to score goals. I mean, you mentioned it, 53 goals in 54 games as a 18-year-old in the AJHL. You can go back to his 17-year-old season, 31 goals in 58 games as a rookie in the AJHL. And that's playing against guys who are, you know, 2-3 years older than him. So he knows how to score. That's never an issue. His defensive game's not a problem either. And of course, I mean, it was a little bit easier for him in the AJHL, being one of the best players, if not the best player in the league, to maybe take his foot off the gas defensively, because he knew he was going to score a goal every single game. So he knows how to score. His shot is his biggest asset. If you're looking for things that maybe he needs to work on if he really wants to succeed at the next level, you know, maybe it's skating a little bit, and maybe it's just, you know, growing a little bit as well. I think if he finds a way to sort of sprout up maybe an inch or two, if that's still possible, and maybe just fill out a little bit more if he grows, I think he'll be able to compete even better at the next level. But, I mean, he is a fourth-round pick. It's not a move. You're not going to see him on Connor McDavid's line in 2 years. This is something that's going to be 3 or 4 years, or yeah, 4 or 5 years even, down the road. But I think he's a guy, like, the one thing you really can't teach is goal scoring. He's got that natural goal scoring touch.
Yeah, and you know, just reading up on him yesterday on Carter Savoy, and the one word that kept coming up was he's, you know, competitive, like truly competitive. Yeah. Is that what you see in his game?
Oh yeah, 100%. And you'll get the odd person, and I do, when I do my AJHL show, I get people who tweeted at me and all that, and they'll go, oh well, he's pouty, he has a bad attitude. And that just drives me nuts, because, I mean, in this market here in Edmonton, we heard that Leon Draisaitl was pouty and had a bad attitude for 2 seasons. We heard that about Taylor Hall. It seems like people love to throw that around, but I don't think he's pouty, or I don't think attitude's an issue at all. I just think he's incredibly, incredibly competitive, and when he loses, he gets pissed off.
Yeah.
And I like that side of him. I like how competitive he is. I want that in my players. And, you know, sometimes, and we saw this a little bit when he was with the Crusaders, the competitiveness sometimes leaked its way into some undisciplined play, but it's something that he honestly got a lot better at as time went on. And I remember in his first playoff run with the Crusaders, the AJHL has a rule where if you take too many goaltender interference penalties, you get a suspension. So he was at the point in the playoffs where he was driving the net so hard, and he was taking pucks to the net, that he just kept getting these goalie interference penalties that weren't malicious or dirty. He was just driving to the net and parking himself in front trying to get rebounds. The rest of all the other people that are in the fans' family, I remember the organization come up and go, there's a chance if he takes another one, he won't be playing in what would have been a pivotal game six in that season.
Yeah.
So again, just super competitive, knows how to get to the dirty areas, can shoot the puck better than, I mean, he must be the best shot the Oilers have in their prospect pool now. I'm not even kidding with that.
Yeah, no, that's great to hear. I'm sure Oilers fans will love that. Of course, Carter Savoy now heading to the University of Denver. Of course, move on to the Oilers. Just a few here for you, Tyler. I know you're getting ready for your show coming up with the one and only Low Tide. Jesse Puljujarvi gets a 2-year deal at an AAV of 1.175. I mean, no one should be upset about this, right?
No one should be upset. Everyone should be ecstatic. We were hearing 1.2 to 1.5, and Ken Holland was able to get that deal done normally for less than that, but he got a second year tacked onto it as well. So, like, let's say Puljujarvi comes in and gives the Oilers solid third line minutes, and he scores, you know, maybe 15, 16 goals this year. Well, then all of a sudden, that second year of the contract is going to be an absolute bargain for the Oilers. So I was thrilled that it was under $1.2 million, and I was ecstatic that it was a 2-year deal. Obviously, he still has a lot of work to do. He's obviously not going to start in the top six or anything like that, but I'm excited that he can bring, and with that contract, I mean, it's not a problem at all.
I think that second year, I think we're all a little surprised by that, but I guess that shows the commitment that the Oilers want to give this guy a real look and an opportunity. So that's good for Jesse Puljujarvi and the Oilers. They need skilled young guys on their team right now. And this just breaking this morning, the Columbus Blue Jackets make it official. They buy out 25-year-old Alex Wennberg. Listen, I think I talked to Dusty a couple of days ago about this. I had a Columbus guest on a few weeks ago. Is this a guy, if you're Ken Holland, you try to get in here? Because, listen, I know he fell out of favor with Torts and Columbus, but this guy's still young, and he had one really good season. But this guy can play, and I'm looking at that third-line center spot, and he would look great there for the Edmonton Oilers, wouldn't he?
I agree with you. Did they kill penalties?
I'd have to check. I'm pretty sure he does, yeah.
Like, if he kills penalties, this is a perfect fit. Because, like you said, he's still young. He's 26. But the thing I like about him is he's 26, but he's been in the league since he was, like, 20 years old. He's played 6 seasons. With Columbus, and you look at his point totals over the years, 40 in his second year, 59 in his third year, 35 in his third year, then he fell off these last 2 seasons, only 25 and 22, but again, he sort of fell out of favor with Tortorella. His shooting percentage was just god-awful, 3.1% in 2018-19, and 6.9% in 2019-2020. To me, that at first glance, that shows me a player who's just gotten a little bit unlucky and maybe hasn't been used in the right situations over the last couple of seasons. So if you can bring him in on a somewhat cheap deal and to be your third line center, like I could see him and Jesse Puljujärvi being a nice little duo in the Oilers' bottom six. And if he can kill penalties too, that's a huge bonus. The Oilers should absolutely be looking at this guy.
Sorry, you are right. 26, cap friendly, had him at 25. But yeah, I was 26 years old. Nonetheless, I mean, he's an option, and I think a lot of teams are going to be lining up to sign this guy. Tyler, we won't get into Nugent Hopkins' new deal because, I mean, you can probably spend an hour on that. But next time you join me, we'll get into that because we kind of see it differently. But, buddy, always great to talk to you, my friend. Always great insight, and thank you for the Carter Savoy summary. And have a good show today with Low Tide, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
All right, sounds good. See you, Hernan.
Built Bar is the best protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I'm your host, Hernan Salas. Of course, you can connect with me on Twitter at HernanTheMan and at Locked On Oilers podcast. And I'm pleased to welcome in Callum Ng, the voice of the Oshawa Generals. Callum, how you doing, my friend out east?
I'm doing well, Hernan. And it's great to hear from you. I actually grew up in Calgary, so
okay.
I love hearing from people from Alberta, so it's really nice to be here.
A Flames fan still, Callum?
I do certainly still support the Flames, of course. Right. I mean, you try and keep your allegiances separate, of course, from your work being a journalist and everything like that. But hey, when I'm not on the clock, I do like taking a Flames game now and then.
That's all good. We won't hold that against you here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. The Oilers selected Ty Tulio, in the fifth round, 126th overall. Tulio had a 24-point jump in production last season where he had 66 points in 62 games and scoring 27 goals. Can you just give us a rundown of this player for the Oilers fans?
Absolutely. So Ty Tulio comes in his rookie season, and we were wondering what we were going to see from young Ty Tulio. He's a very talented offensive player in the sense that he's creative. He's got a great pass. He's got an excellent shot for someone of his age. But, you know, you never know how he's going to adapt to the OHL game that, you know, every young player coming in says it's faster, it's more heavy hitting, and that kind of thing. But he really did blend in nicely to the Oshawa Generals lineup. So 42 points in his rookie season, and as you mentioned, 66. So nice jump in this shortened season with 27 goals. So he's a crafty player. He does well on the power play. He's been playing very easily in the top six for the Oshawa Generals, even sometimes as a rookie. He sometimes takes face off. So he's an all-around good 200-foot type player, and I think the Generals were very happy to have him and also see how much better he got from year one to two.
Yeah, and there's one prospects writer, he put it all on Twitter, like he has the skill, the speed, and the effort, and he was very surprised that he was still around at 126 for the Edmonton Oilers. If there's a couple things that he needs to work on to take that next step, what would it be for you, Callum?
Well, I think he's certainly not afraid of anybody,
okay.
And he'll say that himself. He goes into the corners, he goes in front of the net, he likes to muck it up with everybody. And, you know, I think that is a good thing. There's no question about that. What I do think certainly is that, you know, his sturdiness on the puck, given that he's about 166 pounds, will certainly have to improve naturally to play at the NHL level. He would know that. Anybody would tell you that. Mm-hmm. And so it's either getting a little more sturdy on the puck and making sure that, you know, you can't necessarily get knocked off it. I think that will naturally improve. Or, you know, it's just a matter of getting that foot speed up and that overall skating speed up, and then maybe just being able to get away from people on the ice and not have that be an issue. So I know that's a part of his game that he is working on. It is, as a player of that stature, something that you typically would have to see a guy work on if he's going to have success in any league.
Callum Ng, the voice of the Oshawa Generals, joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast as we're talking Ty Tulio, the third pick for the Oilers in this year's draft. When it comes to the power play, where does he line up when it comes to the man advantage, and what do you like about him on the power play?
Well, what I do like about Ty is that he's got a lot of leadership on the power play. So he likes to carry the puck. and he likes to distribute it, but he's also very comfortable there working on the boards and the half wall and getting that one timer away if he can get it. Mm-hmm. But also that, you know, being comfortable, seeing that he doesn't have a lane necessarily, and allowing the play to develop by putting it back to the point or passing it across or putting it into the corner. So he typically operates on that half wall and on the left wing side, and he operates there and tries to create opportunities for his teammates. So he's not selfish on the power play, but if he does see an opportunity to take the one-timer, he will take it.
Callum, with junior hockey season still up in the air across the country, if the season does get going, what kind of role is Ty Tulio going to play for the Oshawa Generals?
Well, he's going to be asked to step up and be a leader, top-line guy, produce points. I mean, he's 1.06 points per game last season. The Generals like that. They'll want to see it increase. So he will be one of the guys, and the Generals are vying for the Memorial Cup, trying to host it next spring or summer, mm-hmm. see how we go here. So he will be one of the guys. And if this team is going to be a championship team and if they're going to compete deep into the OHL playoffs, they're going to look to Ty to score a lot of goals and provide a lot of leadership. I think he's up for that. He's been around, as an aside, he's been around OHL hockey a long time.
Yeah.
So his dad, Rocco, as you may or may not know, is an owner of the Oshawa Generals. So that means that Ty, since a very young guy, has been around junior hockey at the highest levels. He's been around future NHL players, John Tavares, and so on. So he is someone who's very comfortable at that level of hockey. So I think that's really helped him in his development.
Yeah, and just sticking with his dad, I was prepping for this. I saw a video you did with Ty and his dad on, it was family trivia. Can you just let our listeners know where to find it? Because it was great, man. Great sense of humor from both of them. Just working someone, I know Oilers fans are going to want to see what kind of personality this kid has, but it was great. Where can they find that?
Yeah, you can find it on my Twitter feed. I think I just retweeted it recently just as a shameless plug there, at Callum Ng, CallumNg. That's probably the easiest place to find it. The Generals tweeted it as well at the beginning of the month, so you can look there. But I think the whole video is, I retweeted it quite recently, and yeah, that was fun to do. It's not often, of course, that you get your owner has his son on the team, so you get a fun dynamic between the two of them. They know each other really well. Rocco is always around the rink, taking care of everybody at the Oshawa Generals, taking care of Ty, of course. So it's kind of fun to do that and just have a fun little game, just pass the time here in the pandemic.
No, definitely. And just an interesting tidbit, he trains with Zach Cassian, Edmonton Oilers forward, I guess, in the offseason. I guess Zach Cassian reached out to him yesterday, congratulated him through text. So that's a pretty cool thing that we saw yesterday. Just one last one here for you, Callum, as I'll ask you to kind of look into the future. If Ty does end up making it to the NHL, what kind of player do you see him being?
Well, and Oilers fans, you may really dislike this reference, but you may like it a lot down the road. But I really see the type of Johnny Gaudreau type hockey from the Calgary.
Hey, we'll take it. We'll take it, man.
You take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's just that a kind of leadership on the puck, as I said before, but just the ability to carry, to generate plays, to hang on and increase puck possession time. Ty's got all that, and he's got a lot of creativity to boot, and then not only that, but he's got a nose for the net. He's always in the right spot to knock in a rebound or to get the one-timer or to just tap in a pass from a teammate. So he's got all of that, and I think, if he can develop his game to that point, then the Edmonton Oilers will certainly not be complaining.
Callum, I'll tell you this, if he turns into anything close to Johnny Gaudreau, Oilers fans would be ecstatic. But Callum, I just want to thank you. This has been great. Thank you for shining some light on the one of the Oilers' newer prospects. I mean, got some great numbers, a great personality. Check out that family trivia with his dad. So we look forward to having you on here in the future to continue to see the progress of this young player. Callum, thanks again for joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast.
Hernan, thanks a lot.
Once again, a big shout out to Callum Ng and Tyler Yaremchuk. Of course, Callum, the voice of the Oshawa Generals, where Tyler Tulio plays, and Yaremchuk, who covers the Sherwood Park Crusaders. He covers everything, to be honest. But some good stuff there from both those gentlemen. A big shout out to both of them. The news today, Wenberg being bought out along with Corey Schneider as I record this. I'm sure there's going to be more news later today, but I can't keep waiting for all the news to drop. Free agency kicks off tomorrow. Will the Oilers be busy? Oh, man, it's going to be fun. Who are they going to bring in? If you had to guess, let me know on Twitter, at HernandTheMan, at LockedOnOilers. And don't forget to give us a follow at LockedOnPods. And more importantly, download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. I truly appreciate all the support with the downloads. So keep that coming. Producer Luis is flashing the red light. Been a fun podcast. We got a better look at two Oiler prospects in Carter Savoy and Tyler Tulio. As for tomorrow, we're going to keep it open, as I don't know if I'm going to do it early in the morning or later in the afternoon or even in the evening. It all depends on the news of the day. I don't want to miss out, especially if it comes out with the Oilers. So just follow along on Twitter, and I'll update as we go there, as we're expecting some news. Hopefully it might be dead, it might be busy. So we will sit here and wait for the Friday show. Once again, thank you for listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm your host, Hernan, the man Salas, talking Los Petroleros. Let's do it again on Friday. Have a good one.